The first reading today, St. James tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. I'm sure all of us in our lives at some point have been given a gift and we will say, that's just perfect, meaning it's just what I wanted. But it's not perfect, because there is only one who is perfect, and that is God. And so if we're talking about the perfect gift that is given, that can only be God himself. And that's exactly what our Lord speaks of in the gospel reading today, that he is going to send the Holy Spirit. He is God, and he has been given to us as a gift. His apostles didn't understand that at the time. Again, we all recognize how that works. We know what we've got, and we don't want to let go of it. And yet, it's time to move forward. But we're afraid because we don't know exactly what that's going to mean, what that's going to look like, and at least we know what this is that we've got. Well, they had Jesus. They couldn't see how anything could get any better. We have the Lord right here. He is God. Why would we need anything more? Well, there isn't anything more. He is God. But where the difference was, of course, is that Jesus was there with them. And when the Holy Spirit would come, the Trinity could be within them. Something even far greater than just having our Lord being present among them. He would be present within them. But at that point, it didn't yet make sense to them. They had to be able to get to that point and trust the Lord. So when the Lord told them he was leaving, they were sad. And who of us wouldn't be? But when they received the Holy Spirit and began to understand what it was that he was talking about, then they could be filled with joy. So it is that point then of looking at that gift which God has given, which is the gift of himself. There literally can be nothing greater. He is the perfect gift. But now we have to ask the simple question, do we want it? Now, on one hand, we're all going to say, of course I want that. Do we really? Because if we are going to allow the Lord in, and if we're going to listen to him, then we're going to have to change our lives. We're going to have to follow where he leads us, and we don't like doing that. Even though God's will we know to be perfect, the question is never a problem of what is in our head. The problem is what is in our heart. We know what the truth is. In fact, we're told that the Holy Spirit is going to be given to us to lead us into all truth. We know that. And so there are lots of truths that we believe. There are lots of truths on the natural level that we believe, but they don't affect us at all. You could read some truths about some tropical island somewhere, and here you are in Minnesota. It's like, yep, it's all true. That's what happens on that tropical island. It doesn't mean a thing to me. I don't care. It doesn't bother me any, whatever they've got going on down there. Unfortunately, we do the same thing with the truths of the faith. Yep, these things are true, but it doesn't seem to affect me at all. So we know them in our heads, but we do not allow them to get down into the heart. Because if they got into the heart, then we're going to have to change our lives to live according to those truths. And that's the challenge. That's why the Holy Spirit has been given to be able to do this for us. But that's where the challenge again, do we really want this? Think about again what it is that St. James is telling us. He says, therefore, casting aside all uncleanness, abundance of malice, with meekness, receive the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. So it means we need to get rid of sin and malice, the selfishness, and have meekness. We have to be at peace. Now, I can tell you from hearing confessions for 35 years, one of the most frequent points that comes up in confession is anger, the opposite of meekness. And if anger is filling our hearts, How are we going to be able to hear the Lord? We can't. If malice is filling our hearts, we can't hear the Lord, because the Lord is going to bring peace. And if we want to be angry, we've got a tug of war going on. God is going to bring charity, and if we have malice in our hearts, we don't want the charity. Our Lord told us that when the Holy Spirit came, he was going to convict the world of sin. But we like our sins. So the Holy Spirit's going to bring righteousness, but we want sin instead. Now again, we'll all say, no, 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 that's not what I really want. It's like, oh yeah, it is. Then why aren't we doing something different? If we really wanted this stuff gone, if we really hated our sins, we wouldn't do them anymore. So now ask yourself, which one do I love more, my God or my sins? Which one fills your heart more, your God or your sins? God is there if you're in the state of grace. But all too many of us just kind of relegate him to a corner because we want all the other junk. And so he's given to us, Jesus says, to lead us into all truth. And many of us don't want the truth because the devil's lies are a whole lot more fun. They're a lot easier to accept. We can fit in if we accept the lie. But it's a lie. As I've told you many times, there is only one truth. There can only be one truth. There are thousands and thousands of lies. So the devil will disguise himself in whatever way you want. What lie do you want to buy? That's what he's going to tell you then. I want my lie to at least be mostly truth. No problem. We'll give you 9 parts truth and 1 part lie. That's the best lie of all. We're not just going to accept blatant lies. We're just going to accept the little ones, the ones that are a little more subtle. It's still a lie. You might say, yeah, but at least it's 9/10 truth. It's still a lie. And are we willing to really conform ourselves to the truth? That's a massive, massive problem in our society. We have bought one lie after the next, after the next, after the next. If you want to just look at how bad it got, I mean, again, it's one thing to buy a subtle lie. But as a society, look at the idiocy. The blatant lies that we bought. Oh, all you have to do is take some pills and boys can be girls and girls can be boys. Like, really? Yeah, all you have to do is put a sheet over your head and now you're a ghost, right? Yeah, right, uh-huh. God created males and females, and somehow or another, 2 years ago, we made it all the way to 73 genders. I don't know, other than Satan, whose imagination could come up with 73 out of 2. And yet, how many people have bought this garbage? And if they're willing to buy something so blatantly obvious, then the devil's got them as sitting ducks to buy all the more subtle stuff. So that's where we have to be able to draw near to the Lord. And we need to try to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us for that reason, to lead us into all truth. What is the truth? Jesus. The truth is a person. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The truth is a person. So if he's going to lead us into all truth, he's going to lead us to the Lord. The beautiful thing is the Lord cannot change. St. James even made that clear. Comes with the Father of light, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. God is absolutely perfect. He cannot change. So this garbage that the church is living in the Middle Ages, or we're in the 21st century now, so now we know better, the truth has not changed because the truth cannot change. And so that's what we have to be able to look at. We've been given the truth, and we know it in our heads. Like I said earlier, do we let it come down into our hearts? Are we really willing to conform our lives to the truth and live that truth? That's what we need to pray for. When we look at it, and our Lord tells us that when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to convict the world of sin, of justice, and of judgment. Well, we've already looked at the sin, and the world is filled with it, and we keep trying to compromise. We look at the judgment. The prince of this world has already been judged. He's already been condemned. What did Jesus say? He's a liar from the beginning, and he's a murderer from the beginning. So why do we want his lies? Why are we willing to listen to the prince of this world when the king of the world, the king of the universe, we don't want to listen to? Why do we want to listen to the one who is a liar instead of the one who's the truth? Why do we want to listen to one who is going to bring about trouble when we have the one who is the Prince of Peace? Right along the line, you can line up the two of them and say, why do we keep listening to this jerk? We have the Lord, who is the truth, who is love itself, who is peace, and we don't want him. Oh, we'll give him all kinds of lip service. But we want to be angry instead of at peace. We want the lie instead of the truth. Do we really want Jesus? Do we really want the Holy Spirit who's been given to us to lead us to these things? Those are the kinds of questions we need to look at in our own hearts. And then do exactly what Jesus said. Pray. He said, if you who are evil know how to give your children good things, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? We need to ask. We need to pray for the grace to conform ourselves to the Lord. But as St. James makes clear, we need to get this garbage out of our hearts if we're going to be able to hear him. How can we hear the Lord speaking words of peace if we're full of anger? How can we hear the Lord speaking the truth if we want the lie? How can we hear our Lord telling us about righteousness when we want our sins? See, there are these two parts within us that are at odds. And every one of us needs to make a choice. Which one do we want? If we're going to let the truth get from our heads to our hearts, then we need to pray for the grace to cooperate, to do what we're supposed to do. That's a huge challenge, especially in a world like ours. But what a gift, what a blessing that God is giving us to be able to do this. So pray and ask. The Holy Spirit's already been given to you. So as I said, if you're in the state of grace, he's already there. So now pray for the grace to cooperate, the grace to really seek the truth, the grace to really seek righteousness, the grace to really seek that interior peace, that meekness, that peace of heart, so that we can hear the voice of God speaking and to have the grace to follow where he leads.